Hey, what's up, everybody? Jeremiah here. I want to talk about OpenClaw, or as it was called, Moltbot a couple weeks ago, or as it was called, Claudebot. What is this? Why is it important? And what has changed in the world of AI and agents? I'm telling you this, everything is progressing faster than we all could have imagined when it comes to AI agents getting things going and what they can do for us. The difference maker with OpenClaw is that it can literally take control of your computer and other computers if you give it access to. I literally have it on my network here in my house, being able to access my Windows computer, my MacBook, and it just logs in through its own command line to be able to do stuff on multiple machines. I can set up multiple other bots and agents. I have 14 agents right now that are working for me. They're building a telehealth company for my client, Sandy Krakowski. They're building a couple businesses for myself and some ideas, and they're creating content for my business. Something that I just created. This is kind of a beta thing, and I'm announcing it right now here on this training. I just want to show you this. Is actually, I want to be able to set up for you and be able to help you to launch your own OpenClaw agents, your own virtual employee 24/7. Now, this is not live right now. It's at openclaw.jeremiahkrakowski.com. You can actually join the wait list for this. And we're planning this out, and we're coming up with all the right ways to do this. How do we launch this securely? Make sure that it's secure for everybody. We want to make sure that it's trained on doing business as well, a virtual employee. But what is OpenClaw overall? Let me tell you this. Anybody can set up an OpenClaw, and I'm going to show you on this video how you can set one up yourself and how it works. But if you want me to kind of create one for you that is trained and set up for you, you can join the waitlist here. You can also send me a DM, and you could skip the line to be able to do something like that by sending me a DM online. I had a lady send me a message about setting up something in an office. I thought it was pretty cool about doing something like that for her team. I've already set a couple up for different clients as well already. So what is OpenClaw? Again, it's an AI agent. It's based on any algorithm of AI that you can use. Anthropic's Claude. I use Claude because I think it's really one of the best that's out there for this, Claude Opus 4.6. And it takes the traditional chatbot version of AI and it turns it on its head, where it literally is able to do stuff. It has an unlimited memory. That's the huge part about it. It remembers everything. And it can log into things if you give it access. It can literally do anything that a person could do, a human being can do at a computer, besides, say, record video like this. It's also not that great at, say, editing video. One of my clients had asked me that. But besides that, for most of the stuff that I'm doing in my business, I created an agent that can write emails for one of my clients. We trained it on all of their content, all of the emails they've ever written, and then had it inspect their social media because they make daily social media content every single day to create emails every week that I can then review, choose which ones are great, and then send it to the client to see in under 10 minutes, which is incredible. The quality of the output is above and beyond anything that I've ever seen. Why? Because you're able to feed it so much information. It's able to remember workflows and it's able to do complex, long-form tasks. It can work for hours on end to be able to produce an output of some kind that we're looking for. And so this is just, it's incredible how this works. Here's the recommendation when using OpenClaw. And I'm going to show you, how do I use my OpenClaw? Well, I'm going to show you an example right here. I have a Slack account set up right here. And in my Slack account, I have multiple channels with different OpenClaw agents that I talk to. And I even have sub-agents on other machines and things like that. One other thing that I'm able to do, I'm able to remote access in to my OpenClaw machine that I have right here. I'm able to actually remote into it using a tool called Jump Desktop. Let me show you this. I'm going to pull this up on the screen here. So this is the Mac that it's actually running on right here, but I'm on my Windows computer right now. And this is a remote desktop version of that Mac I can take a look at, and I can see all the different stuff that we're doing, and I can access it as if I'm on it right now, which is really cool. And by the way, that's one of the things that I want to be able to set up for people to be able to do with this type of agent hosting. you'll be able to log in either with a Linux machine, or the luxury version right here actually is a full Mac experience that gives you the ability to have that full Mac experience, which is awesome. Plus white glove support right here by having this concierge level, which is really cool. And I want to offer that to people. You get remote desktop access there on that level too. But that's what I'm able to do, is I'm able to log in remote desktop with my agents if I need to do anything on the computer. But most of the time I can communicate with them through Slack. So I have Slack right here. We're working on a project. We're working on a couple of different projects right here, which is awesome. And so I can access Slack from my cell phone as well. I have the Slack app right here on my phone. I can communicate with my agents right here. I have the remote desktop on my phone, all of that. So the idea is I'm able to access this any way that I want to. On my desk physically, I actually have a Mac Mini that I picked up off of eBay. So I didn't buy a new Mac Mini. I actually went over to eBay. This is the process that I did. And I think this is probably one of the better processes. I bought a M1 Mac Mini, which is about 6 years old. It's the M1 processor. You can get it for under $300, an M1 Mac Mini. They're a little bit larger, but they work great for doing these OpenClaw agents, which is awesome. So you don't need a brand new Mac Mini. I would just say at least get an M1 processor. That's why I looked up M1 Mac Mini. That's one of the best ways to do it. You could also get an 8 GB Raspberry Pi 5, which is right here. And that'll cost you about $150. You can get a full system and enclosure on Amazon as well to run either a Linux or Windows machine right here. Raspberry Pi is right here. This is a whole kit that has storage and 8 GB of RAM, and it's in a little box right here with USB and all that. So you could also run your agents on one of these machines as well. This doesn't look like it has a storage one though. That's the only issue. You want at least 8 GB of RAM to run these. It's a little bit difficult to run them on just 4 GB of RAM. So keep that in mind, especially with browsers and things like that. Here's one, $179. So you can either order this off of Amazon, something like this, one of these kits, get this set up on an 8 GB. They also sell a 16 GB model. This actually would work great. But I think the easiest, best experience is still going to come from using a Mac. And so that's why I like the Mac Mini. I like that. I was running it for a couple of weeks on my MacBook Air. Now I have them off of my MacBook Air, and I have this back now that I can use. The MacBook Air was just running 24/7. The Mac Mini is over here on my desk. By the way, sorry, my desk is a little bit messy, but it's right here. This is the Mac Mini sitting right here on my desk, and it just sits there. It's on 24/7 to be able to access these agents, which is so, so cool. Okay. I also have a couple of agents in the cloud as well. I was able to get some cloud storage from a server site called Hetzner right here. What I did was I actually had my agents research what the best way to set up a VPS agent in the cloud was. And it showed me how to create an account right here with Hetzner. And then it went and set up multiple agents for me using some cloud basis storage. Basically cost me like $10 a month, and I can have 3 or 4 agents on each cloud instance. Okay. So those are some different ways to do that. If you want to set it up all yourself and do those different types of things. Again, I think Mac Mini is good. You don't want it on your main machine. You don't want to run it on your main machine. And you want to make sure that you are separating it out from all the main normal stuff that you're doing in your life and your business. You don't want to give it access to your email. I would highly recommend against that. Okay. Certain services, you might need to log in with certain accounts. What I do is I remote access in and I log in. You could also give access to the agent with tools like either LastPass. You could use LastPass, or you could use something like, what's it called? Is it Bitdefender? No, it's not Bitdefender. There's something that my agents found that's also a really great like password storage thing, so that I could share different logins or passwords and accounts. The way that you want to think about OpenClaw is that it is its own person or employee or thing that can function on its own the same way that like a human employee would. If you brought an employee on in your business, you would give them their own email account. You would securely share passwords with them. And so that's how I think about it, is it's the same kind of thing with that. Now, here's the other thing that you want. You don't want your agent logging into like sites that they can get prompt injected. That's one of the issues. They could read things in email. They could read stuff off of X. They could go to this site called Moltbook, which is all these agents that are talking, and it could get prompt injected that way. Now, I'm not necessarily scared of that because I'm not using cheap language models with my agent. I'm using Claude Opus 4.6 using a Claude Max account. So if you set one of these up, you're going to need to have a Claude Max account of some kind to do this. The max plan on Claude starts at $100, but you'll hit that pretty quickly using one of these agents. And so, yes, it might cost you $200 a month to be able to run a couple of agents using a Claude Max account this way, okay? But what have I been able to do with this? Way more than I can with my virtual assistants. They can download videos for me. They can upload them to different platforms. They can process all my content to give me bullet point lists and things like that. They can create software tools that I can use to build my business and to help my clients. You know, one of the software tools that we created was this Peptides platform here for Sandy Krakowski that we're working on. This is for members only, of course, right here as part of what she's doing. But we were able to build a HIPAA compliant Peptides platform. And so this is amazing, the ability that what we've been able to do with OpenClaw to be able to get this set up. Now, the way that I use it is I just talk to it like a person and I get into a conversation with my agent where I'm telling it what I want it to do, what I want it to accomplish. I have it going through and it has a project management board. It has the ability to do project management things. It has the ability to tell me what projects. Each day it says what it's working on. I have multiple agents that are collaborating on different projects that are working together and they're talking just like real humans. We have it set up inside of here where the agents can literally talk back and forth and they can share different projects and different things that they're working on and different ideas, different things and structure and different ways that they can help my business. And I prompted them to do this every single day where they're able to do this. They work on my Facebook ads. I have an agent that's a mental health agent is one that's really helpful even. I have one that helps me with stuff for client businesses. I have one that helps me with all the tasks for my coaching program. One that comes with ideas for YouTube videos and things like this. And so again, using these agents is incredibly powerful. To set one up, what you have to do is, again, you want to have your machine that you're using and you go over to openclaw.ai. And quick start, if you're on a Mac OS, you can actually just download it right here or you type this into the command line. Now, you're going to have to use the command line. What is the command line? It's like the old school DOS terminal is what it is. And so there is some access and things like that that you're going to need to have and some technical skills that you're going to need to have. But overall, being able to use these tools is just incredible. And what I've done is this. I've stopped having to learn how everything works. I just ask my agent to go read the documentation and figure it out. I ask my agents to go figure out how to do things. And then I help direct them and guide them and keep them moving forward to help them build stuff that they're wanting to build. I give them access to a GitHub account that they can push things to for their own projects. They can't push my own projects, but they can do on their own projects. They actually walk me through the process of setting up Slack. Okay, where do I need to go to click on things? What? And then I tell them, can you go click on this yourself? Can you go do this yourself? And it says, sure, I can. Now, some things like the internet is not necessarily built. The internet has actually been built where it doesn't work best for agents like this. And that's one of the things. It still needs like a human to go in and click certain things on certain websites, but it can do most of the stuff that you want to do. And then outside of that, it will say, like, I'll say, hey, can you open the window up on my computer? It'll open up a Chrome browser automatically. It'll go to the website and tell me, okay, click that button right there, type this in, and then press run. It literally just did that for me this morning because it was having trouble being able to do that on its own for whatever reason. Maybe the website was blocking it. And so I'm able to then interface with it and say, okay, I did this, I did that. And I'm able to kind of be a human in the loop that helps it do what it needs to do to get stuff accomplished. It knows what my goals are, has all of my business content loaded into it, has all of the trainings that I've done, it has all the goals and resources and things that I've created in my business to be able to create the kind of stuff that it wants to create. And it's not necessarily coming up with the ideas of doing stuff autonomously on its own. I'm directing everything. We created a project management system with my agents where it manages projects. There's a number of different tools that it's actually created. I actually have a list of them here on my MacBook Air. I want to pull this up here just so you can kind of see it. What I did was I had it create this whole thing. It's called Claude Tools. And so like one of them is a Kanban board where I can log in and I can kind of see what this looks like. Let me see here. Okay, I created an account. And so then what this gives me access to see is this is a project management system board that my agents actually created that shows me what are they working on, who's taking over certain projects, things like that, what's in the pipeline that we're working on, different things that we've discussed to work on, different assignees and all of this that are in here. What are some other tools that it's created for me? Let's see, a daily dashboard. I can see a daily dashboard for my business of all the different stuff that helps me in my business. I can see a dashboard for one of my helper agents. I have this thing called Agent Desk, Transcript Flow, Script Generator, Content Calendar Generator, Transcript Flow. I have one that writes emails, one that does checkout sequences in my business. I have a version of ChatGPT that I created that has different AI agents in them. I have an advertisement generator bot where I can generate ads and things like that for my business. This one's actually really cool. We generated lots of different ads in one sequence for different clients and projects and stuff like that. And so the possibilities are endless. These are all the different software tools that my agents created right there. The possibilities are endless with this, is really with OpenClaw and with these agents like this, it's like I was able to hire a not just a 14 person team, but a 50 person team, a 75 person team, 100, 1,000 person team, even eventually. Each agent can spin out sub agents to do certain tasks. And because they have superhuman intelligence, literally the level of intelligence is a PhD and higher level, and it knows how to do everything and it can research what it doesn't know. I've given my agents the ability they can go do deep research across different platforms and bring all the answers back together to learn things, to learn new skills. I created a mental health agent that actually learns as I talk with it about my life and my beliefs and feelings and helps me optimize myself to show up as a more powerful version of myself overall. And that's exactly what it does. It helps me show up more confidently by talking through what are my triggers and things like that. And it remembers everything. So these agents are life-changing, what they're able to do, what they're able to create, and you're able to set it up right now. They've added in now new things like it says OpenClaw partners with VirusTotal to look at skill security to make sure that certain skills on the ClawHub marketplace don't have viruses in them, which is amazing. So now we can trust that going to ClawHub, which has different skills and things in it. I've avoided a lot of the skills that are on ClawHub just because they've been kind of dangerous, but now there's all these different skills that they're verified as virus-free. They don't have anything in them that's going to necessarily hurt you or your agents. And this adds new skills now into your agent that it can do thousands of different things for you and your business. Right now, it's a little bit the Wild West, all of this, and that's why like I'm going over this. It's a lot more disorganized than say we would like it. Again, some of the best agent tools that are out there right now that are easy to use are the following. Lovable.dev. You can build any website that you want, any idea, even apps with Lovable, and it's built on Claude, Opus, 4.6. Highly recommend this to anybody of any skill set. It works just like ChatGPT. You tell it what you want to build, and in one prompt, even the free version can spin up really ridiculously high quality versions of software and ideas that you might have. Another one is Manus.im. Manus is an agent platform. It's owned by Meta. And what it's able to do is it's able to literally go out there. The agents are able to go out there and just create all kinds of different things. Look at this. They just added this persistent memory and computer to claim your own agent. This is so cool. They added in their own version of OpenClaw into Manus. This is brand new. They just added this. Oh, that's exciting. I'm gonna have to play with this. So if you want to even get started with agents like this, they just added in this type of thing right here into Manus as well to have persistent memory and a computer that it can use to do different stuff if you have a Manus account. I don't know what the cost is on it, but that's pretty cool. Genspark AI. This is another one, another agent platform right here to be able to create and do all kinds of different agentic tasks. Claude has a platform called Cowork as part of their system. It also is a piece of software that can do a lot of stuff on your computer. It can do different tasks for you on your computer. Not quite as good as OpenClaw, but it's amazing what it can do. And so those are just some tools, Manus, Lovable, Genspark, or Claude Cowork, that you could do to kind of play around with agents and agentic skills that can do stuff and things like that. I think the Manus agent that you can claim that has its own persistent memory and computer, basically they're probably open sourcing OpenClaw in some way to do this, is awesome. But then getting your own OpenClaw set up on its own separate computer or virtual server or things like that. I'm excited to be able to, I want to set some of these up for some people again. Leave a comment. Go just join the waitlist. Go to openclaw.jeremiahkrakowski.com. Join the waitlist for this to work with me to have you set up your own agent and things like that. And then we can get going and help you get started on these different things like this. I'm excited to show you how to do this, how this works, and get things launched for you. I think it's going to be incredible. All right. We'll talk soon. Have a good one.